knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Shore. So I just returned from a trip to the Midwest this week. It was a good trip, but it involved four flights. You know, very rarely do they have, based on where I live and where I travel to these days, there's always a connecting flight. So I'm always a little apprehensive about that. You know what I mean? So the first three flights went beautifully, no problem. Right? And I should have known, I really thought I was going to get out of this thing with four perfect flights, but I just set that up for you so you know what's going to happen, right? You know what I'm going to tell you about, so that's what we're going to talk about. So anyway, the first flight out was fine, not very eventful. You know, you get on a plane and everything was good. Made the perfect connection to the second flight. Everything was on time. Do my thing in the Midwest. Head back, I get to the airport, check in. Again, third flight, no problem. I should have known, because I had a small problem. And I love the apps that are on my iPhone. And I'm sure the Android apps are just as good. But there was a small problem with the boarding passes. Usually when I sign in on the app, and I'm not going to mention airlines because I don't want to, taint anybody. Delta Airlines, okay? But instead of giving me both boarding passes, it only gave me one. So I wanted to get to the airport early and printed up my boarding passes, which was not a problem. But that should have been a clue. So I'm ready for the second flight. Oh, and by the way, because of where the gates were, it took a long time to get from the third flight to the fourth. So by the time I got there, I was lucky to even get a seat. Because you know they overbooked these flights. This plane was jam-packed, okay? And it was I don't know if it was a big plane or not. I don't remember the model of the plane, but it was three across on one side and three across on the other side. So that should give you kind of a general idea. I get into the plane. And by the way, for those of you who travel, if you're going to take something carry on, please make sure it is regulation, because there were a few idiots on this plane, on several planes, that tried to put in what I thought would look like a big trunk. Okay. They come in and they just disrupt the flight and they're trying to, at one point somebody tried to take my bag out so he could put his bag in and then put my bag back in. And it was clear that his bag wasn't going to fit. So I was like, what are you doing? Oh, well, I was going to see if this thing fits. Like, oh, no, put my bag back. Just don't do that. Don't do that. If you got a big bag and you're an idiot and you don't know what the regulations are after, we're coming up on the 11 years after 9/11 or something like that, then there's something wrong with you anyway. You don't deserve to fly. Go home. All right. So, I'm sitting there and the clock is ticking. And you get used to hearing things when you fly, right? You hear the whine, the wind, the engines and all the weird sounds are coming up where they test things. You feel the plane move as the, people get on and they're loading the plane up with all their luggage and food and all that stuff. Well, about 10 minutes before we were supposed to leave, and by the way, everybody's got their smartphones and they're all doing their thing, right? The Android phones. There were a lot of people that I don't personally know, but I mean, during the course of what I'm about to tell you, you get to know people. A lot of BlackBerry users. And if it turns out in a crisis, I guess the BlackBerry is still the best thing to have. And I'll tell you why in a minute. So anyway, 10 minutes before the flight is to leave, the engines start powering down. The air conditioner goes off. And it's just quiet. And if you didn't know better, you'd think we just landed. So I'm thinking, oh God, here we go. Right? I just knew it. I knew it. And everybody's still going on there laughing. Ha ha ha, blah, 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 blah. So now the time to leave. 10 minutes pass. And nothing. The pilot comes on. And I got to tell you, he didn't sound like the brightest guy in the world. Delta Airlines. Again, I'm not mentioning names. Delta Airlines. All right.
Well, we got a problem closing the cargo door.
Shouldn't be a problem. We'll be leaving in a few minutes. We got, nice. And I'm thinking, yeah, right. Because I could feel when I was sitting in the plane, they were moving. The plane was moving too much. Like they're trying to force the door. I don't know what they were doing. So 10 minutes go by. Now we're 10 minutes late. 15 minutes go by. We're 15 minutes late. 20 minutes go by. Pilot comes on.
Well, hi, this is your captain, and we're still having a problem with that door. We should be able to leave momentarily. I'll give you, now get this, I'll give you an update every 15 minutes. At that point, I'm thinking, every 15? He goes, or as updates become available. So I'm not even, I know this is going to be a flight from hell. So at this point, people are starting to get, you know, not concerned, but the joy had gone out of the, during this 20 minutes, 30 minutes, they're turning the air conditioner on and off intermittently. And at about an hour past our departure time, the pilot comes back on. Well, we got 5 mechanics out there, and they think it's some kind of a broken relay. So what we need to do is turn off everything on the plane completely. So you're going to be in complete darkness, including the emergency lights and everything. By the way, you know it's wintertime, so it's dark at this point because we're leaving into darkness, right? It's going to feel a little weird than for what most of you are used to, but don't be alarmed. We're fine. So everybody's getting really quiet now, right? And if so, all of a sudden, bzzz, silence, dead silence. There's no air. The air is so close, right? And you can hear people breathing. It's like, and I'm thinking, oh man. So, you can still see the glow of the smartphones over the seats, and everybody's got one, right? Or texting or something. And I'm thinking, well, I don't want to get, I remember, I'm in my transfer point, so I don't know anybody in this city. So I'm thinking, if this turns ugly, what am I going to do? You know, I can't call anybody. So I'm thinking, okay, I need to start making some connections on this plane. So 5 or 10 minutes go by. And, the lights come back on. And then the emergency lights come back on. And then all the sound comes on. Remember now, we're about, 75 minutes past departure time. And, people are on their phones calling their spouses, loved ones, pickups. I don't know what they are, but they're calling, you know, we're going to be late, blah, blah, blah. I'm sending text messages. But at this point, I've been turning my phone off because I'm thinking, okay, this is all fine and dandy now, but you know what? These batteries on these new fancy phones, you know, they don't last long. So I'm conserving battery power. I'm just sitting still. Some people are listening to podcasts or whatever, I guess, or media. Some people are reading with their Kindles, whatever. But I mean, I'm just thinking, oh, this electricity is going out the window while we haven't even left the ground yet. So now we're coming up on 90 minutes past, and I'm giving you a rough estimate. Pilot comes on, oh, sorry for the inconvenience, ladies and gentlemen. I know this is not what you expected. We still can't get that door clear. We got the head of maintenance coming up, and he's going to take a look, and chomp, 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 chomp. I start talking to my two neighbors on either side of me, because unfortunately, since I got to the plane so late, I'm in the middle seat, of course. Of course, right? What does that tell you? And I'm thinking, okay, because, you know, again, remember this, especially if you are low vision or something. In the middle of a crisis, the last thing you want to depend on is the flight staff. When things are going great, they are adequate. Sometimes they may even be good. But when the bomb drops and everybody's chaotic and getting irritable and they have to think about, you know, 400 other people, you are not that high on the food chain. So I'm thinking, okay, I need to get my own people on this, which I set out to do. And it worked very well, by the way. I mean, I met some really neat people and made connection. And I'm thinking, okay, if we have to get off this plane, can I walk with you, blah, blah, you know, the routine. And it was really good. People start to bond in that, assuming that you don't, you know, scratch each other's eyes out, right? So at about, I guess it's, we've been on the plane for a long, long time. And people start complaining about their phone. Uh-oh, you know, one guy has to plug in has his laptop on. I hear him say to his wife, well, I'm losing power. And all of a sudden, the anxiety starts to ramp up because people are starting to realize, hey, I only got, you know, 40% battery power, 50% battery power. Nobody had planned on this. So finally, 2 hours past the departure time, the pilot comes on, ladies and gentlemen, and God, the sound of his voice just, whatever, I guess. Because I already know it's always going to be bad news. And he's starting with all these niceties. We sincerely apologize here at, again, not to mention names, Delta Airlines, for the inconvenience and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, who cares about the apology? Just get us home. So we get off the plane. If you heard that meow, that was my cat, Rosalie.
So at this point, he said, well, you know what? This plane is a no-go. So everybody's kind of, you know, like, man. So we're going to deboard and deboard, whatever they can. I can't remember now. We're going to deboard and we're going to try to find, get this, try to find another plane. So all of a sudden, everybody's standing up. The lights are on now. Everybody's standing up and everybody wants to get off the plane. So fortunately, I had, and I'm, if the people that I met on the plane hear this podcast, please understand that the way I'm relaying this makes me sound like a total user, but that's not what it was. I really, you know, think you guys are great. Thank you. But when I relay the story, I can't go into all the nuances. Otherwise, this podcast would take 13 hours. So let's just get right to it. So fortunately, I had my contacts, and we get up you know, they took good care of me. We walk off the plane. The flight staff, oh, you know, do you need me? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank God I did, because everybody runs off the plane. So we're out in the waiting room now, and there's no place to sit, of course, because every seat is taken. But quite frankly, I didn't want to take any sit down anyway. So we start hearing these notices of another gate. Can we get to the, we're going to have a, I'm just going to, I don't remember the gate numbers. It doesn't matter, but let's just say B2. So, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for the inconvenience. We know there's a blah, 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 blah. We have just found another plane and we should be boarding momentarily. In the meantime, we're going to set up some free refreshments. The refreshments they were talking about were, water, apple juice, and soda. So I'm thinking, and a lot of us were thinking, you know, this is not a good time to be loading up on liquids when we don't know when, you know, you don't want to load up on liquids just like you don't want to lose your power on your smartphone or computer. So when Wednesday, this long line, and I didn't get in it, but there were people going into this long line to get some soda. So finally they say, well, okay, you know what? We found another plane. It's going to be at gate C3. That's a long way away. So everybody starts grabbing their stuff and walking. So we get to C3, and again, this was the people who were smart enough not to load up on liquids, you understand. We get on the plane, and it takes forever. And guess what, boys and girls? Yeah, there was another problem with another door. Can you believe that? And again, we're waiting. We're sitting on the plane. I'm skipping a lot of this because it's just hard to believe. And once we're all, you know, loaded on the plane, guess who has all the problems? The people who had used all the sodas. So now everybody did a big rush on the second plane to use the bathroom. And I'm thinking, you idiots. Does anybody think long term here? At this point, I remember that I have a backup battery with me. So I plug my phone in to the backup battery. And again, there were people with feature phones who were doing just fine. We're all trying to contact our people. You know, we're going to be later, still later. The pilot comes back on. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this was hard to believe, but we certainly do apologize for all these apologies, and yet nothing's happening. So we get off the plane again. I'm skipping to make this shorter. Time passes. And oh, one more thing. Because of where we were flying into, there's a curfew at which point planes cannot land, because they don't want the noise going over the city. Obviously, I live close to a very wealthy city who can put such an ordinance in, but they have done so. So now we're all concerned that if we don't leave on time, or at least within a certain window, we're going to have to be diverted to either Los Angeles or Ontario. God forbid, because those are long, long ways from where we're flying into. And finally, they think we have another plane, and we know it's going to work. So we all get on the third plane. This is absolutely what happened. And everybody, we're all family by this point. I mean, there's nobody being left out, right? We all know we're going to set the routine. We're on the plane, and then the pilot comes on. We're going to be leaving, and then he goes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a small problem, but it's different than the other problems. Delta Airlines. I want to make this very clear. Delta Airlines. But I don't want to mention names to hurt anybody. And the catering truck is stuck. I don't know. And remember, with all these apologies, well, I'll get to that point in a minute. Finally, the catering truck is gone. The plane winds up, and believe it or not, we start moving. By the way, I got my phone back up to 100%. And by the way, I've had this backup battery with me. I bought it 4 years ago. I've never had to use it. I'm so glad I had to. It's a little bitty small thing that it's even smaller than a credit card. You just plug it into the bottom of the phone, and it's just absolutely amazing. We take off. Everybody's a little leery because we've had three, well, technically, problem planes. We're in the air, and we're all relieved because we're all doing the calculations, and we can just make it in before the curfew at where we're going to land. And with all these apologies from the flight staff, and the flight attendants are going, you guys are great, you guys are the best ones we've ever had. I'm thinking, you know, what's with the apologies? If you really want to apologize, give us some free food. The sodas were okay on the ground at one time, but now that we're in the air, how about some, and I'm not the only ones thinking this and saying it. You know, give me some extra sky miles. All these apologies don't mean anything. It's like, it's just niceties. I mean, think about it. The pilot and the flight attendants are the ones being paid. Whether they don't care where they stay. I mean, they're getting paid. What are we getting? So one lady says, you know, we're going to get any complimentary anything. And one of the flight attendants go, ha, 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 ha. And I'm thinking, ha, ha, hell, you know, apologize this. I'm so sick of these fake apologies. You know, don't apologize to somebody and after 4 hours delay and then sit there. And by the way, they were charging on this flight. I mean, I'm halfway through the flight. They start doing the flight in-service routine. I didn't see anybody getting anything free. And that really disappointed a lot of people. Not that I like, you know, free handout, but I mean, something for a four-hour delay. We came very close to being diverted out to L.A. So we're two and a half hours into the flight, and then the flight attendant comes on board and says, is there a doctor on the plane or an ENT? We have a passenger that's having problems. And I'm thinking, and just then the plane banks very, in my opinion, deeply or steeply, however you want to put it, to the left. And I'm thinking, and I said to, thinking about, you know what, watch this. They're going to divert this plane. Now, I know that sounds heartless. I know that sounds cold. But at this point, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm never going to make it home. I know that sounds mean. I should have been more concerned with the sick passenger. But all I'm thinking is, please, God, don't let them divert us to some place like, I don't know, New York? I don't know. I mean, I know. Just at this point, I'm thinking, okay, there's something going on. And by the way, the plane starts declining, too, at that point. I mean, it happened all at once. And I felt really badly about... I really did about the way I didn't really give a damn about that sick patient whatsoever. I just didn't care. I just wanted to get home. And I heard another passenger across the aisle say, you know, what if we get diverted? So clearly I'm not the only bad, you know, really disgusting person on the plane, right? Because I really felt badly. I guess a lot of people were feeling that way. Oh, and they also turned the lights back on. They come back on and say, well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're not certain, but if we had to make a course correction or a, I don't know how she put it, but it was some way to indicate, you know, we really are so sorry about all this. So, you know, this isn't, you know, you guys are so great. We really, they go on and on about how they appreciate how great we all are. And again, I'm thinking, apologize this, you know, and I just, and what, and I'm thinking if this plane gets diverted, I don't know, fill in the blank. But we didn't. The plane lands, and aside from the, you know, the flight staff thanking us over and over and over as they kept all the money people paid to, you know, to get some cheap nuts and some stale cookies, we deboarded the plane, left the plane, and I made it home safely. About 4.5 to 5 hours late. So there you have it. Thank you, Delta. You know, there you go. I mean, and some of you are going to say, hey, it could happen to anybody. Yes, it could, but it happened to me, and that's why I'm talking about it. All right? There you have it. Glad to be home. Would I take Delta again? Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, now that somebody said, well, we ought to call and complain. A bunch of us to get together and call and complain and see if they'll give us some sky miles or something. I don't know if they did or if we're going to. I probably won't. I was just glad to get home in one piece. There you have it. All right. I hope you enjoyed listening to my whale of a tale. And remember to make a joyful noise. Oh, and before I forget, there's no deep moral to this story. I know some people may be thinking, well, aren't you going to conclude with something? Oh, yeah. Don't make an apology. If you're going to make an apology as a company, back it up with something. I mean, the first apology is fine, but after about the 15th or 16th apology, you know, you really need to put your, I want to say, money where your mouth is and make the apology count. To just say it over and over, it doesn't really mean much when people are being stranded in a city and they have no smartphone power and we all may end up depending on Blackberries. You know what I mean? And by the way, I may end up getting a Blackberry just for backup. Those Blackberry people had no battery problems whatsoever. Okay, remember to make a joyful noise and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.